We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
In a little conversation that Jamie and I were having off air, we came to the conclusion that if you're in a relationship with somebody and it's moving to a very serious side, like maybe you are already engaged, you're going to walk down an aisle later on this year or in the next 6 months or so, make sure that person has good credit.
Yeah, tell them what happened to you.
Make sure they have good credit.
Tell them what happened to you.
What do you mean?
Because you're so happy. The whole story. Remember? Okay, so here's what happened. BJ and I both have crap credit, right? We both do. We both. This is how it all came up. You don't even remember?
Oh, yeah. Now I do. I don't know.
What? You just lost.
I lost it there for a minute.
All right, so here's what he told me. So I was like, oh my God, this is so horrible. Like, my credit stinks. It really does. And so Pat at American Financing, I love you, Pat at American Financing. He's like, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's not good, don't get me wrong, but it's not as bad as you made it out.
Right.
And then BJ tells me, he goes, oh my God, same thing happened to me.
Yes.
And he's like, I wanted to refinance the house or whatever, and you have crap credit.
So all of a sudden you're up in this high percentage where you're paying so much interest that you can't really even do it because it doesn't make sense for you.
And then he told me what the golden ticket is in life.
Yes.
Golden ticket.
My wife has unbelievable credit. And it works out perfectly I don't have to put anything in my name.
I know.
And that's the secret to a great marriage, guys.
Beautiful.
When you find somebody with great credit, that's where you move forward. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter anything else. Just make sure they got good credit.
Right. He literally told me that is the secret to success.
Now, does everybody on our show have crappy credit?
I have.
Jamie does.
The worst.
I do.
Sean? Crappy credit.
Yeah.
Pretty crappy, huh?
Yeah. How about Schmidel?
Yo, my credit's actually pretty good.
Well, that's what happens when you live in your uncle's basement.
Yeah.
Bragger. My credit's pretty good.
That's what happens when nobody gave you credit in the past.
Yeah, and I can...
Because you owe nothing.
Right, yeah. And I use my paintball team to pay for... I use a credit card to pay for everything for my paintball team, and then my paintball players pay me the money back, so it helps me with my credit.
Wow, you got this down.
Oh, yeah. I'm using them.
That's the way to do it, too, because if you pay off those cards, your credit scores go way up.
Way up.
And see, that's the problem. I don't have any credit cards. And so that's why I have no credit, is because I have no credit cards. And so I just don't. And I don't have a mortgage. So I have crap credit for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. And then you're also notorious for letting bills go.
Holes.
And just let it go and go and go. It to the point of they'll take you to collections. Like, for example, your HOA. Kohl's. And HOA. HOA will destroy you, right?
Yes.
If you're late to them and they have to send it to collections, good luck. You're going to sit on that problem for the next, 7 or 8 years.
Well, remember, like, I had a $300 bill for my HOA, and I didn't pay it. And so then they sent me, and it turned out it was $1,500 to go and pay the attorney and all that crap to pay him off. Ugh.
And I've got caught in a situation before where it was my CPAP machine, and where I'd paid it off, but the place that I bought it from said I hadn't.
Really?
So I decided, I'm not paying you anything. I'm not going to pay a darn thing to you because I know for a fact I have the proof that I paid it off. They sent me to collections.
They did.
And that affects your credit score, even though later I proved to them
that I had paid
it off. So I've never paid since, but it's gone away because I was right. But it didn't help me on the credit side.
Well, here's what I said to Pat. I go, so like, what's a good credit score? And you know what he said?
What?
Not yours.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Owie.
I'm in the 600s. And I go,
that's a direct hit.
I'm like 635, 670. Yeah. I don't know what it is. And he goes, yeah, that's not good. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
I don't even know what the numbers mean.
600 sounds great to me.
Like, that sounds like I'm a winner.
Yeah. I figure to be bad, you'd have to have a number like 2.
Why? Yeah, that's what I would think.
A two.
Like $635, $650, whatever he told me my number was. I was like, that sounds like an amazing number, right? Like, yeah. I'm 608. Yeah. I mean, what, zero should be bad.
And it makes no sense to me that the worse credit score you have, the more they charge you in interest.
I know.
Because you're already crappy payer.
Yes,
and now
you
they're
are.
Jacking up your price on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes no sense.
And I always feel bad for those people that have to go to like Loan Stop or loan. Yeah. Loan.
Payday's
loans.
Yeah. Boy, that rolled off your tongue there, Sean. I mean, you came out.
Have you
came out with that answer
those?
Quick.
One time I did, but it's like 120% interest or something like
is
that.
Is it really?
So,
is that legal?
It is in Colorado. In some states, it's not. But
that doesn't seem
here.
Right.
One time, a long time ago.
Really? And you went there and
I got a small loan and paid it right off.
So
got a loan
you,
to pay it off.
If you borrow $200, you could actually be paying back $450?
Yes.
Holy moly.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's better to pawn your stuff. And then that way, you just pay that $25 interest. You just pay a 10% interest payment on it monthly. They keep it in storage for you. And then you go back and pay off your original loan amount. So
so you go and you, like, let's say, take a ring or whatever. And then they'll give you, like, $500.
$500 on it. And then every month, you need to pay that $50 a month to have them keep it. And then when you're ready to pay it off, you go in with your $500, give it back to them. You give your ring back.
I always wonder how pawning works.
Or they
works.
Keep it and then it just goes away and you miss that guitar the rest of your life.
Oh, Sean,
it's gone forever.
Story ever.
There's your tip of the day. Yeah. Go ahead, marry somebody with a great credit score. You're going to benefit from that. Guarantee.
By the way, the worst thing ever is not returning your outfit to the Ranky Brothers.
They'll bump you on that one, too.
Oh, my God,
they?
I have to pay it off before I get a loan.
It's like $40,000 now with the overcharges.
So true. Whoops.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.